It's a big week for Linfield Ladies, David, with the Champions League coming to Belfast.
Yeah, it's a very exciting time for the club, Andy. Obviously, it's our first involvement at this stage, and the girls are buzzing. I think everyone around the club's also buzzing. Obviously, we've got our full squad back in after the under-19s are all returning, so we've been working hard off the pitch and on it.
It's great history, isn't it? First time ever in the Champions League for Linfield Ladies, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a big step for the club. You know, every year for the last 4 or 5 years, the club has steadily improved, winning trophies. We are now contenders for most of the big trophies, and this is the ultimate prize, I think, when you win the league. To represent not just your league, but also your country in Europe is fantastic. And the fact that we're hosting it, I think, is even more special for us, for ourselves.
Three real tough games, you know, full-time teams, the Finnish team, PK Vanta, the Polish top team, Medic Konin, and then, of course, a derby match, cross-border game against Shelbourne. Three top games, isn't it?
Yeah, it's superb. You know, we've spent a lot of time looking at the teams. I've been lucky enough to travel down to Shelbourne a few times myself, and all three teams are of real high standards. The Poles and the Finns regularly qualify out of their group stages, so they are top opposition. Shelbourne are like ourselves. This is their first involvement in the Champions League, so I think there's that same sense of intrepidation, excitement that we're feeling. Also, that step into the unknown, but, you know, if we could repeat the famous memories of 2005, it would be an immense match in the derby against Shelbourne.
And you'd be keen for people to come along and support the team. You know, we are underdogs, you know, with the fourth seeded team, but you'd want support, you know, because our team will play with Linfield spirit and they'll give it their best.
Very much so, yeah. It'd be great if the fans come out behind us. Again, I've been reading the Shelbourne of 2 or 3 buses organised for nearly every match. So they're going to make a big noise, and that can be huge for the girls, you know, and for our own girls especially. You know, we have that diehard following, but it's the first thing for the girls. It's the first ever time in the Champions League for the girls, and if the club people came out behind us, you know, they'd see just how proud these girls are to wear that Linfield shirt, and, you know, it would make a difference, I think, personally. And obviously with the donation to the gate, the hospice and all, it's all for a good cause as well. So two good reasons to come out.
And it's great for the togetherness of the squad. Everybody's together in the hotel for the week preparing for the games, just like the Finns and the Poles are going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. For a lot of us, it's a new experience. Our younger girls obviously have been doing it all summer with the 19s. We've some great experienced heads in there who have done it, but yeah, I fully agree. I think from a bonding point of view, it'll be excellent. We've got the top class facilities, we've got, you know, training organised. You know, we're doing as much as we can to prepare ourselves as best we can for this tournament.
And you mentioned the under-19 tournament there. Our players did themselves and the club proud. You know, Lauren Perry was superb in goals, and Louise McDaniels scored. You know, Robbo, you know, everybody was involved in that tournament, you know, done the club and their country proud, didn't they?
Yeah, very much so. And the big thing about it is, I think the experience they've gained, you know, playing against the top nations, I mean, it's Spain and Germany and Scotland, you know, three top sides. Spain are going to contest the final tonight. You know, that's testament to how far girls have come on. And again, representing, you know, we provided 5 players of that 18 squad. I think it's fantastic for the club, and long may it continue.
I mean, everything's buzzing about the girls' setup. You know, our youngsters are playing at half time at Windsor Park tonight in that final. You know, we had Paul Smith visiting our girls here yesterday. Everything's really buzzing at every level for the girls' team, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. You know, there's been a big emphasis. We realise as a club that, you know, the academy's the way forward, and Peter, Molly, Kevin, all the people who are involved with Neil, etc., in the academy side of things, they're doing a massive job. And it's a great thing when you look and see the kids, and it's fantastic. Obviously, there was a lot of excitement with Paul Smith being around, you know, an established superstar at Linfield. And yeah, the girls' setup's really pushing on, and we're delighted to see it. Long may it continue as well.
And we're a healthy mix of youngsters, you know, but it's also experienced players. Sort of any of the captain, you know, Amber Dempster, Ali Smith, Kirsty McGuinness, you know, a lot of experience, Lindsay Curry, a lot of experienced players as well as all these kids, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. I think our oldest player in the team's 34, and that's our reserve goalkeeper. You know, apart from that, the girls are all under the age of 20 and around that age. And you need those heads, the Ashley Huttons of this world, the Lindsay Currys, Ali Smith, three girls who have all played at that level. They've played in Europe. They know what it's like. They're able to help the younger girls along. But I also think that the younger girls bring that no fear factor. You know, there's no team that really worries them. They've put so much in to get here. Now they're just looking forward to actually starting. And I think keeping everyone sort of calm until the first game starts will be our biggest problem.
So everybody's buzzing ahead of these three huge games
in
our season.
Very much. You can see it in training. You can see it when you're chatting to the girls, you know, everything to do with it. It has been the focus for the last number of weeks. Once we finished our last the cup final there, you know, we turned our attention very much straight to this. And yeah, everyone's buzzing.
And the League Cup final was, you know, a great preparation for this. Winning the silverware, winning that League Cup, winning that trophy on that day was, you know, a real confidence booster going into this game, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it was very much so. You know, we played a good side. I thought that night the girls were excellent. We played some fantastic football. And, you know, we were missing players. I think that's a big thing. And people have to look at that squad and look at what we're bringing into the Champions League. You know, we've brought a lot of players in, our own 19s back, which is huge for us. And they're going to give us that strength, you know, from that to give us a good chance in the tournament.
And we're going to need that strength and depth to get us through three games in quick succession here. I think it's three games in about 6 or 7 days, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. But I've got to say now, we've prepared well. We've brought in coaches. We've brought in specialist staff to, you know, help with the girls' recovery. We have a programme outlined for them. We're determined, and the club's determined, to give these girls the best chance they have to compete at the highest level in all three games. And that's paramount to a successful campaign for us.
And, of course, at the end of this tournament, there's a game against Newry City, when the destiny of the league title will be determined. So that's, at the end of the tournament, that's an almighty game to look forward to as well, isn't it?
It is, very much so. And I think whilst some clubs have had a break for a couple of weeks, it'll be nice for us. I know it'll be quite intensive, the three games in the 8-day period. But I think as a group, it'll bond us together. The players are well aware of the prize at the end of the Champions League. The Wednesday match against Newry is obviously going to be massive for us. We want to retain the league. The girls will have no better incentive after the week that we're going to have together. Do you want to go ahead and do this next year and the year after?
So it's three games starting on Tuesday and then Friday and then the following Monday at Seaview. It's only £2 in or £1 for concessions. And the message is that the whole of Linfield is behind the girls as they go into the Champions League. The Linfield men's have started off with three wins, so everything's positive, and you just want everybody to get behind us in the coming week, don't you?
Yeah, very much so. You know, Seaview's it's a good venue for the tournament. You know, we're going to play all three of our games there. The girls know the pitch well. We'll be training on it several times. But yeah, we'd like to see the whole Linfield family out there. I think that this is the strength of our club, that no matter who represents us in that shirt, that everyone, no matter what department they're in, gets behind us. And I would love to see a good crowd out to support the girls for the three games.
And for you personally, as the first team coach, you know, with Neil Morrill there and with Alan Perry there, you know, a proud moment, you know, leading our team into Champions League history makers for the very first time.
Yeah, it is. It's a very, very proud moment. And all the staff, you know, we've brought in a goalkeeping coach, obviously Maddie's away to America. We've brought in Barry McGreevy, who's really working hard with our two goalkeepers. And I think we're all excited. I think it'll be an emotional moment when we hear that Champions League music played out. We all know it so well. But to be at your own club, a club you support and a club you love, it's a fantastic. And I'm very, very honoured to be a part of it.
Well, Olympia men represented as well in San Marino and in Glasgow, and I've no doubt that the girls will represent as well in the coming week. So on behalf of everybody at Linfield, all the best, David, and to you and the staff and all the players as you fly the flag for Linfield in Northern Ireland in the week ahead.
Thank you very much, Andy.